Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titles. The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2816, and today's date is July 5th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State is Openly Attacking the Constitution. Tyrants are being exposed. Remember your oath. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, as the deep state, the private West, the central bank, the corrupt politicians, the puppet masters, as they keep pushing their agenda, the people around the world, they're going to begin to protest. And we're already starting to see this, and we're starting to see the people start to push back, because when they hit the precipice, when they are denied their right to earn a living, to make ends meet, to pay their bills, to do what they normally do, people start to push back. And this is what people are starting to feel, especially with the economy. Remember, everyone in this world has the same thing in common. People want to make a living. People want to pay their bills. People want to make sure they can support themselves. And when this starts to erode, people start to strike back. And when the government and the tyrannical leaders, the dictators, as they keep pushing the agenda of the World Economic Forum to try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, the people see that, hey, you're not doing anything that benefits us. You're doing everything that benefits your agenda. And this is not helping us. And as you keep taking things away, it's making it harder and harder for us to survive. And this is what we see happening now across the world, especially with inflation, fuel costs, and things like that. Look what's happening out in the Netherlands. The farmers, they're not just sitting idly by and just saying, hey, you know what? We'll just be able to take it and we just won't be able to farm. It's fine. We won't be able to make a living. We won't be able to produce food. It's fine with us. No, they're fighting back and they're tired of the government, these tyrannical leaders, the central bank pushing their agenda, which doesn't benefit the people. And the people in the Netherlands, the farmers, well, they're taking to the streets. They're bringing their tractors. They're shutting down roads. They're doing whatever they possibly can to show that, hey, we're not taking this. And it's spreading across the globe now. And more nations, you're going to see people out there protesting. Now, something very interesting is happening out in the UK because the finance minister, Rishi Sunak, he suddenly resigned. We also have another resignation, which is very interesting. Now, why is this happening? Are they going after Boris Johnson? Maybe, maybe not. We'll have to see how this plays out, but this is very interesting. But here in this country, the people are starting to realize who's accountable for this and who's to blame. And that person is Joe Biden. Now, remember, he's the front guy. We know that Obama's in the basement. We know the puppet masters are pushing this, the central bankers, the World Economic Forum, all the way to the top. We know that this is part of their agenda. And the people of this country, they're waking up and they're realizing there are major problems. And the Biden administration, they're not doing anything. Actually, they're doing the opposite of what the people want. And the people are saying, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? And a majority of Americans, they were surveyed and they think the best indicator of an economic recession is inflation. And this is coming from a YouGov poll. And 97% of Americans believe Biden's 40-year high inflation is either a crisis or a problem. And this is coming from a Quinnipiac poll. People are starting to realize that, hey, this stuff is just not happening. This was created and it's being manufactured to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And people are starting to understand this and they're realizing, hey, you're the ones who are causing this problem. Now, what's very interesting is we know that the deep state, the private was a central bank, to bring us into the Great Reset, they need to do certain things. The problem now is they're doing these things out in the open. They never wanted to do this out in the open. They wanted to do this behind a cover story. For example, a cover story would be a great war. No one would notice any of these things because the war would shut down the supply chains. The war would cause fuel prices to go up. You would see empty shelves. And they can make the case after the war, when you see all the destruction and the death, because people didn't really care what happened after that. They were just too frazzled about what was going on. They'd be able to say, hey, by the way, we're going to bring you into this new system. We're going to recreate the economy. And the people would say, oh, that sounds like a good idea, because there's chaos, there's noise. People aren't paying attention. They're not worried about that. Push that aside. We don't have that. They thought they were going to use the pandemic. They were going to shut down the global economy for a very long time. Remember, they told us we weren't going to have a vaccine for about 10 years or so. So their plan, if you really look at it, their plan was scheduled to last about 10 years. And they were going to slowly bring us to where they wanted us to go. They wanted us to suffer because as you suffered and as you were locked down, you couldn't go to work, you couldn't do anything, you were receiving your check in the mail. People were dying off because they were taking drugs. They were becoming suicidal. At some point, as we got closer and closer to that end of the 10-year period, they would have started to say, listen, look, the supply chains are a freaking mess because of the pandemic and the global economic shutdown. The store shelves are bare because of this. Fuel prices are skyrocketing. We're seeing inflation like we've never seen before. And we need to bring you into a new system. The people at that point would have said, okay, that sounds like a good idea. We've been suffering long enough. Let's do it. All of this is gone. They don't have any of this. And now they have to do all of this out in the open. And that's what people are seeing. You're seeing the fuel prices go up. Why? It's not Ukraine. It's not Putin. The fuel prices started to go up as soon as Biden came into office. The fuel prices started to go up as soon as he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. The fuel prices started to go up as soon as he placed more regulations on the oil companies. The fuel prices started to go up when he reneged on the lease agreements, and so on and so forth. Inflation hit when they passed the stimulus bill. This had nothing to do with Ukraine. Inflation was already hitting. And it continued on, and then Ukraine happened. Actually, if you look at the graph, inflation went up not that much during the special operation that Putin pushed into Ukraine. Everything was happening way before this. And everyone can see this very clearly. It's not really like a mystery. And every time the Biden administration, the press secretary tries to explain this, people don't believe it because it doesn't make sense and people see the truth. The same thing with the supply chain issue. People are starting to realize there's something going on right now. Remember, they saw baby food formula shortages. They're still seeing it in some areas. And they're seeing many different supply chain manufacturers completely burned down. And what's very interesting, Resilinc, a leading global supply chain monitoring and risk managing firm, they've been tracking the disruptions at manufacturing plants for over a decade. And it was prompted to create a war room to track the sudden uptick of supply chain disruptions. The company issued 11,642 alerts. Now, North America experienced 5,417 supply chain disruptions, more than any other developed nation, followed by Europe, which saw 2,838, Asia, 2,128. Now, what's very interesting about this is that during last year to this year, they're seeing an increase of 129% year over year. What does that tell you? It's something that they haven't seen before. That tells you that there's something else going on. There's an agenda. And when you start to put all this together and you think about the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, you think about higher fuel prices to bring us into the Green New Deal, you think about inflation to bring us into the central bank digital currency, the Great Reset, and you think about the supply chain issues where they want to shift our food to something completely different, you start to catch on in what they're trying to do here. And now we have individuals monitoring all this. And once again, the Biden administration is doing absolutely nothing to benefit or to help the people. And the people are seeing this very, very clearly. Remember the strategic oil reserves where they said, oh, don't worry, we're going to bring down the gas prices. It's all going to be okay. Well, that didn't work out, did it? But where did this oil actually go? Well, Reuters reported that the oil from the U.S. reserves, it head overseas. So the oil went overseas and gasoline prices continually moved up. Don Jr. responded to this and said the following: unfreaking believable. We send 5 million barrels of oil to Europe from our strategic oil reserves with prices through the roof for Americans. At this point, it's hard to assume Democrats are doing anything other than purposefully destroying our country. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're purposely destroying this, and people see this. Remember, in the end, when all said and done, and we have the midterms, and the Patriots are put into place, everything is going to change. Remember, the deep state, the central bank, they're not in control of the demolition. Yes, I'm talking about the economic demolition of this economy. Yes, they're causing it. The optics are incredible, and this is to bring down the entire private Western central bank. Let the enemy cause the problem. Let the enemy destroy the entire system. Let the Patriots bring us into a new system where we're all going to be better off. And as we continually see this, people see the truth. Now, what's very interesting, just to show how Trump, the Patriots, how they know the playbook, how they know exactly what's going on. Remember when Trump was talking to the German officials and said, listen, if you keep this the way it is, Russia's going to be in complete control of your gas situation, and you're going to be panicking in the end, and you won't know what to do. Well, Trump, he tweeted an article out by Breitbart, and it says the following: Trump vindicated, Germany braces for chaotic conditions ahead of feared loss of Russian gas. So now they're panicking, and Trump was right again, which means he knew exactly what was going to happen from the very beginning. Just like he told us, inflation is going to destroy the economy. Actually, let's take that a step further. Inflation is going to destroy the fiat currency of the private Western Central Bank. Inflation is the killer of the fiat currency. We've seen this before. This is not the first time. Actually, if you look at Turkey right now, you know their inflation rate is hitting 78% right now? And yes, here in this country, do you really think the inflation rate is 8.6, 8.7, or is it more, or is it closer to about 20% at this point? Yes, if you go back to the 1970 calculation, inflation is much, much higher than what they're telling you. Remember, they had to manipulate all their data because as the system breaks down, they can't allow people to see truly what their economy was doing. It was falling apart. So what do you have to do? You have to manipulate the data. You have to shift manufacturing overseas. You have to have others create the product at a cheaper price, then ship back these products to the United States. Have two people work, have people go onto credit, then pay out. And the terms of payout get longer and longer and longer. Soon, as inflation continues, they won't be able to cover this up, which they can't cover it up right now. People can see this very clearly. You're not waiting 8, 9, 10 years for this. You're actually seeing it right now, and they're in trouble. They don't know how to get out of it because it happened way too fast. They can't stop. They can't go backwards because that will mess up their agenda. So the only place they can go now is forward. And Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew that they would cause the destruction of this economy. They knew it was going to be a controlled demolition, just like bringing down the building. And if you know it's going to be a controlled demolition, you can do certain things to push us in a completely different direction. I do believe that time is coming. And if you notice, Trump, he's continually telling everyone what to expect, and it's all coming true. And yes, we're going to see more of it as time goes on. And yes, inflation will destroy the private Western Central Bank system, which means there's going to be a restructuring. Actually, we've been told about this from one of Q's posts, that the Federal Reserve is going to be restructured, which means the Federal Reserve is not going to exist the way we see it today. And Trump, the Patriots, they needed to take this course of action because they needed the enemy out in front. They needed the Biden administration, the puppet masters, all out front so people could see who is responsible for all of this. Remember, we're still in the awakening phase. This phase right now is waking people up left and right. And yes, it's waking people up to the economy, the true economy of the private Western Central Bank. I do believe after the midterms, we're going to be shifting away from that period of awakening to something completely different. And I do believe that time is coming. And I do believe all fingers will be pointing at the Biden administration, the puppet masters, and especially the Federal Reserve. And I do believe at this point, we're going to see things like we've never seen before. We're going to see investigations and auditing like we've never seen before. Remember, the Fed has never been audited, not a deep dive into what they do. They will not allow it, especially with the Congress that we have today. They're completely corrupt. They're bought off by the private Western Central Bank. They're blackmailed, and they will never allow this to happen. Actually, Ron Paul has tried many, many times when he was in the Senate. Now I think it's a little bit different. I think everything is about to change, and the central bank, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, they're pushing their agenda so hard right now because this is the only direction they can go. And Trump and the Patriots, they were hoping for this. This way, the people can see it all and the people can push back later on. In the end, the people, they're going to make the final decision of what economy we have. And I don't believe it's going to be with the private West Central Bank. I think this is going to be a people's economy, and the central bank is going to be non-existent the way we know it today, and everything is about to change. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled the 14 foods for amazing skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're having a very difficult time because they've lost the people a long time ago, but they keep trying and pushing their agenda. And every time they do it, it gets worse and worse for them. And we are in the awakening phase. I know a lot of people think the awakening phase has stopped, but we are still in it. Because remember, think about all those people that are learning about what is really going on, and they're seeing the true agenda of these people and how they're not for this country, how they're not for the Constitution. And every time they push their agenda and they violate the Constitution, and the Supreme Court has to come back and say, hey, listen, you just violated the Constitution, or a federal court has to come back and say, hey, you violated the Constitution. People are seeing this now. People are starting to realize, hey, wait a minute, you did this through the pandemic. You're doing it now. You're continually doing this. And even when the Supreme Court says you're violating the Constitution, you're creating other laws which violate the Constitution, our rights. And people are seeing this very, very clearly, which is actually allowing the people to see the tyrants. They are completely exposed right now. And people can see them very, very clearly. They're not even hiding it anymore. They're not using facts. They're not using statistics. They're just doing it to push an agenda. And yes, you can see them doing it right now, especially with what would happen on July 4th out in Highland Park in Chicago. What did the fake news do? What did the deep state do? They created this event and they wanted this on the front page of all the news organizations, on the fake news, and they just wanted them to broadcast it over and over and over. Why? Because they're throwing it back in our face saying, hey, we don't care about the Constitution. We don't care about Independence Day. Our mission is to get rid of it. That's what they were telling the American people right there and then. And you can see who the tyrants are. Now, think about what happened on July 4th in Highland Park. Remember, there's a lot of gun control there. They have a lot of laws there. But we had this individual decide to shoot people. And yes, they're trying to blame this on Trump supporters. Now, think about their agenda. Think about where all of this is going. Think about the Patriot Front. Think about the chaos. Think about what they're trying to do right now. They're trying to create a narrative, but it's completely failing. And every time they push their agenda, people can see very, very clearly who the tyrants are, who the dictators are, who the people are that are violating the constitutional rights of the people. And they're continually seeing all of this, and they're being exposed as they keep pushing. And as they keep pushing, it's going to get worse and worse for them. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse because it's going to wake more and more people up. And I do believe that we're still in the phase where people are waking up to all of this. It started back in 2020, like I said. And people saw that and they saw, wait, all that was unconstitutional? Now you're going after our Second Amendment rights, and the Supreme Court already ruled and said it was unconstitutional, but you don't care about it? You're making more laws and you're going against the Constitution? You see, people are starting to realize this and see this. And I do believe that as people see more and more of this, what this is going to do, it's going to push people away from the deep state players, away from the resident Obama in the basement, away from their agenda. The people are no longer going to be with them. Even the Democrats, because now we're getting to the point where this has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. This has to do with America. It has to do with Americans living in America who follow the Constitution. Yes, you're going to have a minority that wants to get rid of the Constitution. And you could see that very, very clearly with Antifa, BLM, all their minority groups. Actually, if you notice, their groups are getting smaller and smaller and smaller as time goes on. What they're left with now is just their foot soldiers and maybe a handful of people. They're losing the entire narrative of all of this. And we're going to break it down and we're going to show who this individual is, how it wasn't a Trump supporter, how they actually prepared all of this. And this individual was known, once again, to the authorities. And I wouldn't be surprised if this kid was on some type of medication. Now, before we get to all of that, let's talk about Kamala Harris, because Kamala Harris, she was being interviewed by Kiki Palmer in New Orleans, Louisiana. And people started to notice, hey, wait a minute, the backdrop where it says vice president, or actually vice resident, Kamala Harris, and it actually says president, but I'm going to say resident, New Orleans, Louisiana. Louisiana was spelt wrong. And this happened in Louisiana. I mean, you really just can't make this stuff up, can you? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, remember Biden's appointee, Sam Brittain? He now serves as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy. Well, he defended rentboy.com in September 2, 2015 op-ed in an Advocate magazine. There are real ramifications of the RentBoy raid. And the article followed the Department of Homeland Security officials, raided RentBoy's Manhattan offices, and arrested Chief Executive Jeffrey Hurrent and six employees on charges of promoting prostitution. So this individual was defending RentBoy, who was raided by the FBI for prostitution of young individuals. Now, think about this. This person is in office right now. What kind of background check did they do? That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is, we know yesterday was July 4th, Independence Day, and Biden came out and he had a very strange message, you know, because he is the resident of the United States of America. You would think that he would be celebrating Independence Day, but instead his message was very odd. He said, liberty is under assault, both here and abroad. And he was alluding to what? The Supreme Court, to Ukraine, and many other things. In recent days, there's been reason to think this country is moving backward, that freedom is being reduced, that rights we assume were protected are no longer. So let's translate this. What he's really saying is the country that we're creating, where we had infiltration from within, it's being ripped apart. And we are no longer in control of this, and we are now losing everything that we have done. And what's happening is we're going back to the original founders' constitution, and now people are ruling with the rule of law, looking at the constitution as our founding document. And this is slipping through our fingers. And Putin out in Ukraine is destroying our money laundering biolabs baby factory system that we had. That was our hub. It's all falling apart. Yes, this is why he's panicking. This is why he's worried. And people are starting to realize what's happening at the border, that it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And now the states are stepping up and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this is getting out of hand. We're going to have to do something. And why are they saying this? Well, last week, the State of Homeland Security Departments announced they had altered the Immigration and Nationality Act, a federal law to grant entry into the U.S. and other immigration benefits to those who provided limited or insignificant material support to designated terrorist organizations. Examples of such support include routine commercial transactions, humanitarian assistance, substantial pressure that does not rise to the level of duress, the satisfaction of certain well-established or verifiable family, social, or cultural obligations. The amended language detailed in a notice to the Federal Register creates a carve-out so immigration restrictions, including an entry ban into the country, no longer apply to these individuals provided they show they pose no danger to the safety and security of the United States. The changes are raising alarm bells among immigration and national security experts, and they're panicking right now because they realize this means that there's going to be terrorists that are going to be brought into this country. And coming out of the House Homeland GOP, they put this out on Twitter and said the following. multiple Texas counties will declare that migrant crisis at the southern border is an invasion. The Biden administration and DHS.gov have no plan to address the nightmare at the border, apart from releasing migrants into communities across the country. Bill Malugin put this out on Twitter. He said the following: several Texas counties will hold a press conference in Brackettville, Texas, later today, where they plan to declare an invasion at the border. I'm told they plan to reference Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees states federal protection from invasion. The press conference will be led by Kinney County, which has seen its local resources overwhelmed during this border crisis. I'm told these counties hope Texas Governor Greg Abbott will follow suit with declaration of invasion at the state level. And yes, it is an invasion. And this is what the country is seeing right now, especially as they keep removing the restrictions. And now people are very nervous because now what they have done is they're allowing terrorist criminals into this country. Now, think about why they're doing this. Why would they be doing this at this point? Are they planning for riots? Are they planning for chaos? Are they planning for all of this? Absolutely. This is why they're so desperate to get the guns away from the people. Because to push their agenda, they can't have an armed America. Remember, it's infiltration from within. And if they're allowing these people to come in, they don't want people to defend themselves. Remember, they want the chaos. They want a civil war. They're trying to push us into this area. Is it going to work? No. Why would the Trump supporters, why would the patriots of this country want to fight other Americans? They wouldn't. Do they want to fight Antifa? No. That's what the police are for. Will they defend themselves? I do believe so. But I don't think this is going to go where they think it's going to go. And I'm talking about the deep state players. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. Now, what's very interesting is we could see how they're pushing this very, very hard. Now, the governor of New York, remember, she called an emergency legislative meeting to pass these laws, which they were passed. And people were asking about, well, do we have statistics to back this up? Do we have anything to show proof of what you're trying to say here? And remember, she said, we don't need statistics. We're just doing it. Now, Rosie Memos put this out on Twitter, said the following: for years, we were inundated with statistics. Trust the science. And governor of New York even laid out a plan to lift COVID restrictions based on numbers. Now, when asked about the stats regarding gun control, she doesn't need numbers. What a clown show. Sani replied to this and says, we don't need numbers proving the law she just signed will make things worse. Got it? I'm trying to think of another right we're supposed to have that requires us to give 3 years of social media account access and testing in order to exercise it. So basically, New York, they looked at what the Supreme Court did with conceal and carry and the magazines where people can carry as many bullets as they want. There is no magazine ban. And they decided, you know something? We're just going to do the opposite of what the Supreme Court said. We're just going, and what the Constitution says, we are going to create our own laws, and it's going to go directly against the Constitution and the rights of the people. So basically, you can see the dictators and the tyrants very, very clearly. And we see Newsom, he's doing the same exact thing. Now, think about what has been happening in this country. Think about where there is disarmament in Chicago, in California, in New York. And why do we see so much crime there? And yes, there's many other cities. Why do we see so much crime there? Look what's happening out in New York. More than 50 people were shot over the 4th of July weekend in New York City. Now, they have very strict gun control. Actually, if you look at Mike Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety list, New York is number 3 in the nation for stringent gun laws. Why is the crime so high then? Chicago, the same thing. Does it make any sense? No, but if you notice, all these events always happen in the disarmament districts, in the disarmament states. Well, let's not even call it gun control anymore because it's really disarmament. That's really what they're trying to do. And isn't it strange how it always happens in the location where you can't have a weapon? Very, very strange, isn't it? Or is it coincidental that this is happening? We know that this has been planned from the very beginning. And we knew that they were going to have another event because why? They really didn't get what they wanted. The law that they passed in Congress is completely unconstitutional. That is going to be struck down, just like what New York is doing right now. That is going to be struck down. And they know it. So they need more and more events to try to push their other laws through. This was just the beginning where they said, okay, we know this is going to be shot down, but let's get the other laws that we really want. Those are going to be shot down too. But remember how they play the game. They're going to try to get as many weapons as possible before the courts make a decision. And this is what they did with the pandemic, with the vaccines and everything else. This is the game they play. And this is why they need event after event after event to push their agenda. Without the event, nothing happens. The bills just sit there. Nobody really cares. And this is why they have to keep doing it. But think about how many gun owners there are across this country. All you're seeing is one little snapshot that they created, and they're trying to say, ooh, it's everyone. Can you imagine if they did the same thing with a person robbing a store? Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital 3-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. 3 solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had it ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each 3-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com. And they robbed the store and they said, okay, all of you people now are responsible for that person robbing the store. Forget about the weapons. Let's just go with the robbing the store there. That's what they're trying to do with guns. It's the same exact thing. Ooh, this person used a weapon, so all of you are going to be punished. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. If someone takes a car and they ram it, ooh, like in Waukesha, if they ram it into people and they kill people, every single car owner is responsible for that. Does that make any sense? Well, that's what they're trying to do with weapons. They want the weapons away from the people because they know an armed population cannot be controlled. And this is what they've been trying to break down. And the founding fathers were very, very smart. They knew from the very beginning that they were going to come after the weapons, just like they did during the Revolutionary War. They tried to say, hey, turn in your weapons. We'll give you some money. Do the right thing. And then when they didn't, when everyone didn't do it, they came for the weapons. And this is why the founding fathers said, no, the weapons are very, very important because we know how tyrannical governments work. We know exactly what they're going to do because we've seen it time and time again. And this is why when they wrote the Second Amendment, they didn't use musket. They didn't use the term bullet. They didn't use any of those terms because they knew over time that these things change. This is why they used the term bear and arms. Arms, any type of weapon, any type of ammunition. Bear is to carry. And they made sure that they used these terms because now it applies to everything. They were very smart. Now, what happened in Highland Park? We see there was another mass shooting. And people were at a July 4th parade. Very interesting that this happened on July 4th. Remember, schools are closed now. So they needed a big gathering to have this event, something that would instantly be viral where the fake news can spread it around on that day and say, you know, it's a 4th of July horror. This is the things they like to do. Now, this individual, as soon as this happened, YouTube, Instagram, Discord, Twitter, they move very, very quickly to pull social media pages that belong to Robert Cremo III. This was the individual that was responsible for this. So they started to pull things down very, very quickly. Now, remember, in Highland Park, according to Mike Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, it lists Illinois as a state with the 6 most stringent gun laws in the country. Now, think about it. In Illinois, the state police listed the process for buying a gun in Illinois. Buyers must possess a valid FOID card. Buyers must verify local firearm ordinance requirements. Buyer must display valid FOID card to FFL prior to handling firearm. Buyer must complete federal form ATF 4473. FFL notifies the Illinois State Police Firearm Services Bureau to perform a background check in accordance with the state and federal laws. FFL receives an approval from ISP to transfer the firearm. Buyer must abide by the state of Illinois waiting period before taking possessions of the firearm. The waiting period for a long gun is 24 hours and 72 hours for a handgun. So there's a lot of processes that people have to go through. But this individual, he had a weapon. And remember, when they came up with all these processes, they said, oh, this is going to really help. Well, actually, it's destroying their narrative, just like in New York. Everything that they say continually destroys their narrative, and they don't have the statistics to prove it the other way. This is why the governor of New York is saying, I don't need statistics, because she knows if she starts spouting them off, it's not in her favor. It goes against her. Remember, this is about an agenda. This is about dictators, tyrants pushing their agenda, which is violating everyone's constitutional rights. Now, the question is, why did they have it there? Well, there's many different reasons. One of them is Justice Clarence Thomas. What did he just do? Didn't the Supreme Court just rule on the conceal and carry? Didn't they just rule on Roe versus Wade? Well, look at the article that's coming out from Business Insider. It says, Justice Clarence Thomas once opposed Highlands Park assault weapon ban, saying that the overwhelming majority of those with rifles use them lawfully. Starting to get the picture of why it happened there? You think this is just a coincidence? Absolutely not. Then right on schedule, Joe Biden came out and said, hey, we need gun control. We need more laws. We need more of it. Wait, didn't you just pass some? Don't they have one of the strictest disarmament laws right now? Aren't they working? Where did this person actually get a weapon? How did he get all of this information? This is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about all of this is they're trying to make the connection that this individual was a Trump supporter, part of MAGA, and this is what they're going on right now. And actually, coming out of Raw Story, the headline is Highland Park shooter, part of a new wave of terror that advanced well past Trump, extremism expert says. So they're already trying to build this, and we're going to be discussing that in just a little bit. But very interestingly about this individual, he actually had a ladder, climbed up on top of a building, dressed up as a woman, which we'll be getting to in just a sec, and fired at the people. And now remember, this was a July 4th parade. Usually police are there, firemen are there. People are watching the streets. They're closed down. Nobody saw this. This just happened. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw anything. That's very interesting. And this individual, he was dressed up as a woman. Why? They're saying, oh, well, he wanted to hide his tattoos. Well, there's other ways you can hide tattoos. Not just dressed up as a woman. So that's very interesting. But let's take a look at this individual. Chicago on Twitter put this out. Robert Cremo III, person of interest in Highland Park parade mass shooting, seen on YouTube with Lee Harvey Oswald article hanging alone on his wall. That's very interesting. Now, this individual, he has like rainbow colored hair. He has tattoos over his eyes. Not that tattoos, there's a problem with that, but it's the actual tattoos that give us some hint of who this person is. There's also a video of this individual where he's wearing an FBI hat on a boat, and Enoch Newsblast on Telegram put this out and says the wanted shooter has the video on his Twitter, and it says, yes, FBI on top. Now, remember, law enforcement, they knew about this individual. They knew exactly who he was. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But Crabman on Twitter, he was able to capture this individual's YouTube channel before Google scrubbed it. And he has just a handful of videos, not that many, maybe, 18 or so. And these are very odd, very dark videos. It seems that it has nothing to do with patriotism, nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with MAGA. It seems that they have to do with everything else besides that. Now, what's very interesting about this is that this individual, he's 22, and he killed, I think, up to 7 now, injured many more on July 4th in Highland Park, Illinois. And we have information that this individual, from his social media accounts, that he is really a socialist, a progressive, part of Antifa and the occult. And if you look at this, you can see he's wearing an Antifa helmet with the Antifa coverings like they normally have. He's holding up his fist in the air, and he has all these different tattoos on him and certain symbols on him. And the evidence reveals that he is not a Trump supporter. He makes fun of Trump and his followers in his social media posts. And he actually attended a Trump event dressed up as Where's Waldo outfit. Don't you find that very odd? Oh, can you spot him in the Trump crowd who's really not a Trump supporter? And that is very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is he has many different symbols on him, like a rose, another one that is a very interesting symbol. And actually, the icon that he has, that he keeps showing off, it's a mystic set with magic circles, pentagrams, and imaginary chakra symbols. Collection of icons with witchcraft and occult handwriting letters. So that's very odd. He also put out very strange videos. And Ian's Mile Chung on Twitter put this out. Apparently, this is the mass shooter in Highland Park, Robert Weird Video. There's a bunch of these, but his content is getting scrubbed. And they're very, very odd and very, very strange. He also has the number 47 that's located on his face. And people are saying, well, it was the seventh month, the fourth day. Was he trying to say that it was July 4th that he was going to do this? And we know that this was completely planned from the very, very, very beginning. And this person was known to the authorities. This is coming out from WGN News. And KM put this out on Twitter, says Highland Park shooter suspect was known to law enforcement. So law enforcement knew about this person, probably the FBI too. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was also a picture of him in a mask and head covering in a white shirt. You know it's him because of his tattoos on his neck. And around his neck, it says Abbott, Abbott Labs. And Truth Ninja says, oh, he's an Abbott Lab employee. That is very interesting. Then Rosie Membos followed up on Twitter and said, wait a minute, he works for Abbott Labs. No wonder he's so obsessed with vaccinations. And pointed out that this individual liked Joe Biden talking about vaccination, the CDC talking about vaccinations. He was completely into vaccinations. Then Rosie Membo said, hey, this psycho had the audacity to like Joe Biden's post about gun control. So he liked Biden's post about gun control, but he used a gun to shoot the people on July 4th. Now, once again, why would a Trump supporter who supports the Constitution, supports Trump, who's a patriot, why would this person, if he's a Trump supporter, shoot the patriots in the crowd? Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. Then we come to find out, and this is coming from Yossi Gesnetner on Twitter. He says the alleged Highland Park shooter liked tweets in favor of the January 6th committee and one calling for the arrest of all January 6th rally goers. So this individual wanted everyone in the January 6th who was involved in that arrested. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is why people are saying, oh, he's a Trump supporter. He's on a chair, he's trying to get up on a chair. He has the Trump banner around him. And very interesting, behind him, it looks like there's an American flag, but it's covered with a black garbage bag hanging on the wall. Now, why would that be? Would a patriot do that? No, I don't think so. But what was he really hiding? Was that a burnt flag or something? That's very interesting. But actually, he's mocking the Trump supporters. He targeted conservative families at the parade. So he's not a Trump supporter. And the last piece of evidence is coming from Where We Go On, We Go All. Now, this person took a video of the shooter's YouTube account and said, hey, look, if you follow the followers to see who's he fought, like, who is this person following? Is it all Trump supporters? Is it Anons? Or is he following someone else? And if you look through it, he's following the CDC, Biden, Obama, everyone but Trump supporters. So this person is not a Trump supporter whatsoever. This person with rainbow color hair, with all these different tattoos and the rose, which is a liberal tattoo signifying that he belongs to a liberal party. This individual is a lefty, most likely was out there with the people from Antifa destroying, looting and everything else. And this person went up on top of a roof and shot the people in this parade. So everything the fake news is trying to do, everything the corrupt politicians are trying to do, where they're trying to scrub everything, it is not working. The truth is coming out, and this person was part of the event. And maybe this person wasn't even supposed to be captured, but they did capture him. Maybe this person was supposed to escape, and we would never know who it really was. But this person was caught. People know who he is, even when they're scrubbing things. Remember, when you scrub something, it's not really gone from the internet. You can always find it. Now, what's very interesting about this, I wonder if this individual is on medication. Looks like this person might have been on medication. But if we go back in time to all the different school shootings, and not just with guns, with other things, we can see that 37 school shooters, school-related violence committed by those under the influence of psychiatric drugs. And what's very interesting about this is that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International, the mental health industry watchdog, actually did a report on this. And it says at least 37 school shootings and or school-related acts of violence have been committed by those taking or withdrawing from psychiatric drugs, resulting in 175 wounded and 82 killed. In other school shootings, information about the drug use was never made public, neither confirming or refuting if they were under the influence of prescribed drugs. So a lot of these mass shootings and other crimes that were committed with other weapons, these were committed with people that were on psychiatric drugs. And I do believe that the intelligence agencies, they can control innocence while they're on these drugs. And I wonder if this person was on these drugs too. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. But you can see that this is not a Trump supporter. This person was probably a paid Antifa thug. And you can see that this person was carrying out an event specifically for the agenda of what they're trying to push here. And that is disarmament, going after Clarence Thomas and trying to link this person to the Trump supporters. Now, why would they be doing that? Well, yesterday I reported on the Patriot Front, which is not an FBI operation, which I do believe it's neo-Nazis. And you could see they're marching through many different towns. And this started a while ago. And I do believe they're trying to build this up over time, because when the chaos comes and when they have Antifa, when they have BLM, they need people that are dressed up like Trump supporters out there, and they're trying to build the narrative for all of this to try to start the Civil War. Now, do I think this is going to work? No, I think their plan is dead in the water right now, because the Patriots, they already know the playbook. They already have countermeasures in place. We were already told that when these riots start, it's going to be an easy peasy process to clean it all up and to capture all these individuals. And I do believe this is going to happen because they're mapping all of these individuals, and they're making the connection to who they report to. And I do believe they already have this connection, but this is going to reinforce it. And this is not going to pan out well for them, because their entire narrative right now is completely falling apart. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see everything the fake news has been telling us, the corrupt politicians have been telling us about Ukraine, where Ukraine has the upper hand, Russia, they can't do it. Well, it seems that Russia, they are winning every single battle now, and they're pushing the Ukrainians back and back and back. Remember, they're not there to destroy the country of Ukraine. They're there to get rid of the neo-Nazis. They're there to get rid of the biolabs, the baby factories, to expose everything that they have done. And now we can see that Russia, they have defeated the Ukrainian military. They're retreating, and Russia has taken full control of the eastern Ukraine region of Luhansk. So right now, Russia is continually winning, pushing the deep state players back, pushing the neo-Nazis back, and they're losing at every turn. And soon, you're going to see the deep state try to push very, very hard, and it's going to fail. Actually, they're going to try to push us into World War III, and I do believe that this is going to be the scare event. Now, what's very interesting, when we start to look at the pandemic, we can see that is completely falling apart on the deep state players, on Big Pharma, on the corrupt politicians. Everything that they're trying to do is not working. Now, remember, they're trying to convince everyone that, hey, everything that you're seeing from the death jab, it's not because of the death jab, it's because of solar storms, it's because of you're digging in the dirt, it's because you're shoveling snow. This is why all these things are happening. But we know that this is not why it's happening. We know that the evidence is now pouring out that this death jab was just that, a death jab. And what's very interesting is out in the UK, we see the UK health minister, he decided to resign immediately. Now, why is that? That is very interesting. But the other thing that we come to find out is that experts are now reporting that 2 and 3 year old children are having seizures, but only in the vaccinated children. The unvaccinated children, they're fine. And Steve Kirsch put this out. Doctors are mystified by a rash of seizures, rashes, etc., happening to 2 and 3 year old kids. The only thing these kids have in common is that they were given the COVID vaccine just days earlier, 2 to 5 days earlier. And the doctors cannot figure out what is causing the seizures, since it couldn't be the vaccine, since those are safe and effective. The medical staff is not permitted to talk about the cases to the press or the social media, or they'll be fired. And this is why Steve Kirsch, he can talk about it. Now, why is that? Why are we starting to see this? And what they're trying to do is they're trying to push everyone's eyes away from this, and they want you to think, oh, it's climate change. That's why this is happening. Oh, it's the solar storms. That's why this is happening. Oh, if you decide to plant flowers or you try to dig in the dirt, that's why these things are happening. They're trying to blame everything else except the vaccines. And we all know, we're not stupid. We know it's the vaccines, because all you have to do is, okay, here are the unvaccinated. Here's the group of unvaccinated. Here's the group of vaccinated. How come it's only the people that are vaccinated? That tells you everything you need to know right there. And especially with myocarditis, with blood clotting and everything else, why would the FDA, and Ultra Peppy Deluxe put this out on Telegram, why would the FDA approve the first oral blood thinning medication for children ahead of the vaccine rollout for ages 5 to 11? Because they know what's coming. This is what they do. They make you ill, and then they give you another drug. This is how the system works. And I hope parents are looking at this saying, our children don't need this death jab. Our children are just fine the way they are. See, they have to prove it to you. Why would a child need this? There's no reason whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about everything that we've seen is we're starting to see class action lawsuits. Right now, we have three physicians. They're suing Twitter, alleging the company violated its own terms of service and community standards when it suspended their accounts for posting truthful statements regarding COVID-19 policies. And this is Dr. Malone, Peter McCullough, Brian Tyson, and they filed the lawsuit. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more people file these lawsuits. We're going to see a lot more class action lawsuits, because remember, everyone that was talking about COVID, showing peer-reviewed documentation, especially medical doctors and epidemiologists and the rest, they have the proof on their side. And how is Twitter going to argue this in the court of law? It's going to be very, very difficult. We'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Dr. Eli David put this out, he's pointing to an article from New Scientist that says solar storms may cause up to 5,500 heart-related deaths in a given year. And he responded to this and said, so all the myocarditis and the huge surge in sudden adult death syndrome is because of solar storms and unrelated to you know what, clowns. And he says, P.S., are they that stupid or think we are that stupid? Of course. I mean, think about this for a second. They're trying to use everything they possibly can to explain why all of a sudden these things are happening. And all you have to do is, okay, if this is truly happening and it's solar storms, digging in the dirt, digging snow and everything else, climate change, then we should see all the people that are getting myocarditis. It should be some are unvaccinated, some are vaccinated. But why are we seeing all vaccinated now? It doesn't make sense. Their story doesn't make sense. Actually, their narrative is failing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from El Salvador, the judge now has ordered the government and Pfizer to present all the information on vaccines against COVID-19 within 48 hours. Now, that is going to be very interesting. Let's see what happens. And the other thing that we learned from the taxpayer watchdog organization, American Transparency, they have revealed that the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases spent nearly $500,000 to try and turn monkeys transgender. That is very interesting. So the shocking experiments were covered in the organization's annual Where's the Pork report, but were originally uncovered in the National Pulse. Now, according to the report, Fauci's agencies awarded grants totaling $478,188 in fiscal years 2021 and 2022 to inject hormones into male monkeys to make them female. Scientists plan to evaluate how the injected hormones altered the male's immune system to determine if feminizing hormones had an adverse effect on the strength of the immune system. Or were they doing this to change the population? Think about it for a second. Think about what they were experimenting on. Then think about the agenda and think about the minority group. Think about what the deep state has been pushing. It's all starting to make sense now, isn't it? And when you look at the school system and you look at the teachers there and you look at everything that they've been trying to teach, you start to put all the pieces together and you start to realize what they're really trying to do. They're trying to change the fabric of this country. They're trying to medically create something that never really should have existed. Just like when they're creating all these viruses and things like that. These things should never exist. They're the ones creating it. And now we're starting to understand their true agenda. Just like their true agenda with January 6th, which is completely failing. Their entire hoax that they perpetrated to cover up what they did on November 3rd of 2020, where they had the insurrection, where they overthrew the government. The people now are seeing very, very clearly that the January 6th Unselect Committee is a complete and utter lie. And now we can see certain individuals are panicking. We know that Liz Cheney, she's not going to win re-election in her state. She is down, I think Trump said, but 35 points or something. So now she has revealed that she might run for the presidential election in 2024. Now, I remember a post where there was a post saying those people running for presidential election, they believe they're safe because they're running for the presidency. I do believe she's moving in this direction. She knows she's not going to win the presidency. She knows she has no chance or she can't win a re-election in Wyoming. Do you really think she's going to win in the presidency? No. Why would she be doing this? She's doing it because she thinks she's going to be protected. Now, think about Hillary Clinton. She said she's not going to be running for the 2024 election, so she won't be protected. Or is she going to be installed later on? That's going to be interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But Trump, he did put out a truth on Truth Social. He said the following. How can I be guilty of a crime when I'm the one who wanted to stop the so-called crime by strongly recommending 10,000 plus troops to D.C. and hence the surrounding of the Capitol, only to have this recommendation rejected by Pelosi and the mayor of D.C., who are in charge of the Capitol security? There would have been no January 6th if they had followed my recommendation. The Unselect Committee refuses to even mention this totally conclusive and determinative fact. Witch hunt. Absolutely. Now, if you notice, Trump continually mentions Pelosi and the mayor in many of his Truth Social posts, and he recommended this. I wonder if they have information of what Pelosi and the mayor and others have talked about and their decisions they made and their communications. I wouldn't be surprised if we see anything, something like this come out. That should be very interesting. Now, you can see the entire plan and everything that Trump is trying to do right now. Right now, we are waking up the population. I'm not talking about the people that have been following this from the very beginning. I'm talking about the everyday people that might be watching Fox. They might be saying, hey, there's something wrong. Maybe even they're watching CNN, MSNBC, and they're saying, yeah, you know something, this president, this resident is not doing anything for the people. Everything is a disaster. I can't make ends meet. The economy's falling apart. I know there's something wrong. Something doesn't feel right. All these people, yes, they have an itch. They just don't know exactly what it is. And I do believe as more and more of this information comes out, especially with Ghislaine Maxwell, we know that all of a sudden we have this UFC fighter come out and say, hey, what about all the names in the black book? Shouldn't we see what that is? Why are they hiding that? See, when this information starts to come out into the mainstream, people are going to start to see it. Now, it has to be done slowly. It has to be done in a way where people wake up so they don't pop. It's almost like the Matrix. You start to learn the truth, and if you throw everything at people all at once, they just pop. But people right now, they know there's something wrong, and they're willing to accept certain things. And as we go along, they're going to accept more and more. I mean, think where we are right now, where people are starting to realize, and people now are pushing against the resident, pushing against the deep state players. People now, they're realizing there is something. And as more and more information comes out and the facts come out, they're going to realize even more. Now, I think Qutas kind of sums it all up. And this is what he put out on Truth Social. Think about what President Trump is doing by holding off the announcement of his presidential run. He is maximizing the absolute need for a Trump return so he can reverse this disaster Biden has caused and sweep the midterms all in one fatal blow. Political genius. Even the liberal news networks are beginning to talk about how his announcement can assist their failing ratings. Everyone wants Donald Trump back. And if you really think about the strategy here, it's very, very interesting. I do believe once the midterms hit and we get the Patriots in place, we're going to see things that we've never seen before. And that's going to give Trump leverage to move forward and the people to move forward. And the deep state's going to lose control because the people at that point drained the elected swamp and put the people that are going to actually investigate, that are actually going to do things that benefit the people, which means the Patriots have the leverage over the deep state players. And now the deep state is trapped in their own echo chamber. And America is standing outside watching these individuals and watching them fail. And as Durham starts to unseal the indictments, as Weiss starts to unseal the indictments for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the rest, and we start to see more information come out about election fraud, and we see the investigations that are being conducted in Congress, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. And they know it. And I do believe this is why they're building up to chaos, riots, communication blackout. But we know that Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures already in place. They already know that this is going to happen. Actually, they've been leading them down this path for a specific reason, to trap them. Trap them in everything. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008 or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the daily news headlines prove one thing. The world is a very fragile place right now. That means it's time to prepare for more instability. Let me ask you, do you have enough emergency food? food on hand to get you through severe shortages? Most people don't. That's why I recommend My Patriot Supply, America's largest emergency preparedness company. Act quickly and you'll save $150 off their vital three-month emergency food kit, which contains a wide variety of delicious meals designed to give you over 2,000 calories a day. You get breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Three solid months worth per person. This is something every American family will soon wish they had it ordered. These kits are in stock and ship fast. Your order will arrive quickly in an unmarked box for your privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on each three-month food kit you need. But do it now. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't be a victim. Survive what's coming. Go to preparewithx22.com.